This one-minute podcast from the Great Lakes Geek is sponsored by Boundless Flight. Check them out at boundlessflight.com. Be sure to wish their CEO, Gary Bainey, a happy birthday today. All right, Jim Evans told me this week that Sony is closing one of its two remaining CD-ROM plants. We've already seen car makers have stopped putting CD players in cars, and you haven't seen a CD drive in a computer for a while. They're all DVDs. CDs are on their way out, but we've been through this before. An archaeologist has predicted the future generations will have a difficult time learning about our society because of the various outdated media they'll discover, all requiring a special device to read the data. When I was going to school, I worked construction. One of the job sites was at the old Cleveland Stadium, where I rescued some Unix disks that had some of the cool Chief Wahoo and other graphics from the scoreboard. I still have them somewhere, but they're 8-inch floppies. Have you seen an 8-inch floppy drive lately? Not likely. About once a month, someone visits computers assisting people with a 5 1/4 floppy disk, hoping that we have an old drive to read the data. And we do. We've saved 5 1/4, 3 1/2, zip disks, Bernoullis, various tape drives for cases like this. But the important point for you is that archiving your data is not enough. You also need to archive the devices to read that media. A better approach, of course, is to regularly copy your data to new media on new devices. Your old floppy data, for example, should be on hard drives and DVDs. And since we really have no idea how long the media will last, it's essential to refresh the media occasionally by rewriting the data over and or to new media. Make sure you try some sample restores too. Anyone want to buy some 8-track tapes? See you next week.